Well, what is the hard shell thing that pulls in its neck and its feet and lives down in the lake?
Well, there's two, the terrapin or the toad.
Well, now, what's the difference?
Well, a terrapin can shut himself completely up in his shell. When he crawls, his feet come out at the back and the side, and this front opens down. Mm-hmm. And he can, when he stops, he can close, that front can come up and you can barely see his nose sticking.
That's a terrapin.
That's a terrapin. And he's an upland.
He doesn't.
There is a water terrapin, but he's different. He's more like a turtle.
Now, what's the turtle is like?
The one that's edible is called a snapping turtle. And they say if he bites you and holds you, he don't turn loose till it thunders. I don't know where that got started. But they are very dangerous if they strike at you.
And he lives in the water.
He lives in the water.
And he can't close completely up? I didn't know that.
He can pull his head in, but still there's some part. His under shell is not solid.
What else is another word for turtle or terrapin? Have you ever heard of another word?
I don't recall.
Gopher?
No.
You've never heard of a gopher?
No, I thought a gopher was a different animal altogether. It didn't stay in the water.
I've heard of turtles called gophers. I just didn't know whether you'd heard it up in this area. What's the kind of thing you find in freshwater streams and it's got claws and when you turn it over it swims away backwards? Looks like a little lobster. And you find them in the edges of creeks. I guess you still do. They're so polluted you might not anymore.
I don't.
Some people eat them.
Eels?
No, the little hard shell things that you find in creeks. And if you bother them, they swim kind of backwards. Crawfish?
Crawfish, oh yeah.
What, have you ever heard of them called anything else?
Not that I recall right now.
Have you ever heard of crayfish?
No.
Or crawdad?
Mm-mm.
Just crawfish is what
crawfish
you call
it.
The insect that flies around the light and tries to fly into it, what's that called? At night, that flies around the light.
That's a moth of some kind.
And then the ones that get in your clothes are called what?
They're moths.
And then the bug that lights up?
That's a lightning bug.
And then a long, thin insect that lives around the water and has long wings and zips around kind of. You know what I'm talking about? He has a long body and look like a double set of wings, thin wings. And they live around the edge of water, lakes usually.
Dragonfly?
Have you ever heard it called by any other name?
I don't believe I have.
Just dragonfly?
Mm-hmm.
It's the only thing. What kind of stinging insects do you know?
Well, bees, bumblebees, wasps. Hornets.
What about the size and shape of a hornet? The color?
Well, he's black with some white stripes on him.
And then what about the wasp? Did you mention wasp?
Yeah, a wasp is a brown. Well, there is what we used to call a little guinea wasp. He was more of a blackish striped. And
what do their nests look like?
Well, their nests. Like the big wasp.
Like
a piece of thing with a lot of little holes in it.
What about the hornet?
Well, the hornet has a big nest, fully covered. It's more or less of a, it's bigger up here where it joins to a limb and then it comes down and tapers down to a point. And that's where they go in, at the bottom.
Which one hurts the worst when it's stings?
I wouldn't know.
What other kind of nest builds, and what other kind of insect builds its nest in the ground?